In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of Existence. His Prophet advised with guidance and to follow the religion of righteousness to establish it over the entire faith, and to embrace Allah as the only one to whom we depend upon, and to proclaim that there is no God but Allah, and there is no one but Him in existence, to which all praise and gratitude be towards, Provider of life, Provider of death, and He is all-knowing and capable of His creation, and to proclaim that Muhammad is His believer and prophet. O Allah, place praise and peace and increase the blessing over our teacher, the Prophet Muhammad, as regards to his worth and divine or great stature. And may Allah embrace the four companions, the great and pious leaders, Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, and Ali, and the rest of the descendants, and the followers, and those who followed them with dedication, and those that relished their lives with faith, and fill their existence with your grace, blessing, and great mercy, O Most Gracious. O Allah, open the gates for us, O Most Merciful. Allow us, enable us to become from the most truthful and faithful, O Lord of Existence. O Allah, enable us to become from the most faithful, and place us between the most faithful to you, and take our lives and reward us on the Day of Judgment as you would reward those most faithful to you. My dear brothers and sisters, we thank and give praise to Allah for the blessing of Islam. We thank Allah for bestowing upon us the greatest and most holy of books, for sending to us the most beloved of prophets, and for ordaining the grandest of all testaments, the testaments of faith, the faith of Islam. We thank Allah who has allowed us to become a part of the nation of the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him. We say this today, my dear brothers and sisters, and contemplate of how much we truly are pleased and reassured with these previous words, that we are a part of the nation of Islam. What is being part of the nation of Islam? What is the sense of satisfaction? What is the source of satisfaction? What is the reason for this happiness towards Islam? In other words, my brothers and sisters, why do we cherish and love Islam to such a great extent? We need an answer to this compelling question so that when we thank Allah for the blessing of Islam, we can recollect the causes and reasons of why we love Islam, so that we are able to thank Allah more adequately. My brothers and sisters, why, I say again, why do we love Islam? So that people in this time and age comprehend why we indulge this faith and pass it down to our children and the following generations. Why do we insist on abiding to the words and teachings of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, with every ounce and with every single particle of our being, and every drop of blood running through our bodies, so that we may grow one day more profound in understanding our faith. Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, would recite a psalm or an invocation to Allah and say, O Allah, the guardian of Islam and the great creator, have us wield this faith truthfully and righteously till the time of our presence before you arrives. What are the reasons why this faith penetrates our heart? Why does it run within our bloodstream? And why does it run through our hearts, run within our bloodstream yet again, and become the most valuable aspect within our lives? I shall recall the answer to you, but only after you recognize Allah as the one and only divine existence. We love Islam, my dear brothers and sisters, primarily because it is a faith which has been completed and perfected by the creator of all creation, by Allah. Secondly, we love Islam because it is the faith of clarity and maturity. The third reason why we love Islam is because it is the faith of equality and security, or it is the faith of equality and moderation. The fourth reason why we love Islam is because Islam is the faith of peace and multiplicity. The fifth reason is because Islam has provided us with a weapon more powerful than any man-made weapon in existence. Now, the sixth reason of why we love Islam is because Islam is the faith of unity and humanity. And we love Islam for the reason that it had elevated us to the highest degree of civility and conduct. And the eighth and final reason of why we cherish and love Islam is because Islam is the faith which pertains to our humanly instincts, to our humanly actions. These are the answers, and a more profound elucidation shall be provided to you throughout this discussion, my dear brothers and sisters, but only and only after you recognize Allah as the one and only divine existence. Because it is Allah in the first place, it is Allah originally who truly is the primary source of why we love and cherish Islam. Now to begin, my brothers and sisters, we love and cherish Islam because it is the faith that was completed and perfected by the Creator of creation, by Allah. For Allah states, "Today I have completed and perfected your faith, and I have fulfilled my blessing, and accept for all of you to embrace Islam as a faith." This Islam, as you may realize, has been perfected and fulfilled. Perfection and fulfillment are two different aspects. For perfection relates to quantity, while fulfillment is related to the quality or the type. Allah completed and perfected Islam, for no wavering questions or vague issues does it possess. There is no vague answer, there is no unclear aspect or answer that is revealed in the Quran, that is revealed in Islam. This is the meaning of perfection or completion. This is a solution, a resolution, a conclusion, an answer for any earthly or heavenly question. As regards to fulfillment, for the thought, the aspect that dwells within your mind, or these judgments, you will not find an incomplete answer or vague, superficial evidence in the Book of Allah. It is profound, it is clear, it is fulfilling to your innermost thoughts. Muhammad Asad, a European Muslim, once said, while coming about to mention the reasons of why he embraced Islam, he said, "I cannot say which perspective or idea made me indulge in Islam. It seems that Islam is an architectural masterpiece, complete within its design, balanced within its development, for its components were fixated with one another in a strange manner and with meticulous precision to complete itself. And it seems that this quality of Islam is complete from all of its parts and perfects its design within itself. This is truly what drove me to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah." Now the second reason why we cherish and love Islam is because it is the faith of clarity, it is the faith of maturity. For Islam does not contain riddles, nor does it contain any puzzles, no complications. Islam envelops a quality within a Muslim to present him or her as a clear, simple, and not insinuating any sense of complexity. In Islam, we do not possess any secrets or any untold stories. Our faith is apparent. It is not concealed. It is fully expressed. It is truly fully established, not hidden. It is the only worldly known faith that through it we announce our beliefs 5 times per day. Al-Arabi, an ignorant Arab, would go and listen to the words of wisdom from Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, and then leave from that setting, from that lesson, a knowledgeable, mature Muslim. He undergoes a drastic transformation. As Sayyid Qutb, peace be upon him, said, "Our faith of Islam, it is simple, it is modest, which the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, challenged the entire world over its simplicity. We do not possess anything scandalous, nor do we possess anything shameful to hide, but rather we stand high atop the podiums and announce our faith 5 times a day. President Ali of Bosnia, in his book, Islam Between the East and West, said, "Islam exhibits a simplicity that is comprehended by even the most feeble and simple-minded of farmers, and at the same time possesses scientific discoveries and evidence about the world that would astonish the most opulent and knowledgeable scientists to be drawn to the faith of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him." Bernard Shaw, in 1936, wrote a book about Islam, stating, "Islam will come at an age where it will spread all through Europe, because Islam is the faith which targets the mind. So do not distract your minds or consume them with nonsense, for God has created you with minds to think with. As you realize, Allah made thinking the idea of comprehension or comprehending the world that was ordained as a necessity and order from Allah." Abbas Mahmoud al-Aqad wrote a book entitled, "Thinking is an Islamic Duty." He proved within it that the 6th duty within the faith of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, is to think, to contemplate. As Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah, in one of his books, states, "It is impossible for a scientific discovery to disagree with words from the Quran, because the Quran represents the words of Allah, and this world, with all that exists within it, has been created by Allah." The 3rd reason of why we love Islam is because Islam is the faith of equality and moderation, or security. Security meaning the sense of feeling safe, the sense of feeling reassured, satisfied. And for that, many scholars have said that Islam is a neutral form, a moderation, a median of things. For it includes both physical and spiritual aspects of faith. It unites both of them. It is a median between people who consider this life as obsolete, of no value whatsoever, and those that think of life, that regard life so highly as the absolute most valuable form of existence. For Islam came at this point and it said, "No, life is but a vital part of the afterlife. For you harvest your deeds in this life to attain rewards in the afterlife. Life is your gateway to stand forth in front of Allah." In a simple matter, as regards, for example, to a woman's monthly habit, to a woman's period, Judaism came and stated that during a woman's monthly habit, she may not dwell within the same place as her husband. Christianity, on the other hand, said that a woman should stay with her husband, and that a woman may consummate with her husband. But Islam moderated. Islam was the medium between both faiths, and it said, a woman, during her monthly habit, may stay with her husband. Her husband may kiss her. Her husband may even flirt with her, but they may not consummate. So Islam is loved because it is a faith of moderation. It is a faith of fairness. The 4th reason of why we love Islam is because Islam is the religion of peace. It is the religion, the faith of multiplicity. It is the religion of real peace, not peace that many countries may reveal and deceive others with. Islam is based on equal basis of peace. A Christian poet named Salim al-Khawli said, "Fight with the sword of Muhammad and vanquish evil, but not through physical confrontation, but through advice and guidance." We appreciate, love, and mutually understand between the people and each other. Any form of physical confrontation, any form of incursion, is not favored by our faith. We are a faith, we are a religion of peace. For peace is the faith of Islam. For Allah states, enter Islam in peace. For Islam, my dear brothers and sisters, is peace with the person and himself, the person and his community, and the nation that he lives within. We detest violence. We detest cruelty. We would and always will favor peace, for it is one of the strongest pillars of our faith. For peace is built on two aspects. The first is that we are convinced that Allah is the only divine creator, and there are multiple forms of creation. We are informed that there are multiple races, multiple faiths, multiple understandings on this earth, variable realms, a heaven and an earth. For Allah states, I created you, males and females, nations and tribes, to understand and relate peacefully with one another. Allah has created people in multiple variable forms, different native languages, different races, different philosophies in life. All of these diverse variations are respected by the faith of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, by the faith of Islam. And we, my dear brothers and sisters, we do not pressure people into understanding our faith, into believing or following the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him. For we are a nation of Islam, the nation of peace and diversity. A Lebanese writer by the name of Amin Ma'louf once said, if we were approached by a group other than Muslims, for I am a Christian, if we were invaded by Christians, we would not have lived this long, for I proclaim that I, a Christian, am still living me, my father, and grandfather, because Islam rules the land of Lebanon. Now the fifth reason why we love Islam, why we cherish Islam, is because Islam is the faith that has provided us with a weapon more powerful than any existing man-made weapon. Every Muslim on earth wields a weapon, a sword, that no one on this earth can provide. No one mortal in this existence has provided us with a weapon stronger than the weapon of truthful unity in recognizing Allah as the only divine creator. It is the weapon of worshipping Allah, for Allah states, those of you who are faithful, if you are overwhelmed by hardship, then mention Allah, for within it lies your salvation. We wield the grasping of our faith in the toughest of situations to overcome them by the blessing of Allah. Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, would say, he would speak up to Allah and say, you know my place. The words I speak to you, the words I address you with, my secrets and desires. I am but a hopeless drifter, poor and weak, beseeching your grace, admitting to my sins. O Allah, I ask from you the request of the oppressed, who has surrendered himself to you and humbled to your might. Do not pass away my invocation. Do not pass away my psalms to you. Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, used to always remind us to grovel, to humble to Allah. Be humble when requesting from Allah. An English lord named Henley once wrote a book entitled The Awakening of the East Towards Islam. This man converted. He converted to Islam, and when he converted, he stated, we used to address God, we used to address Allah once a week in the church. But when I entered Islam, when I savored its sweetness, I understood that Islam is the only existing faith where a Muslim recognized Allah in every breath that we take and mentioned Allah with every beat of our hearts. The sixth reason of why we love Islam is because Islam is the faith of unity. It is the faith of humanity. Islam honors a person, whether male or female, whether poor or rich, whether healthy or disabled. Islam taught us to be kind, to take care of each other. Any person when asked, "Even?" Arnestrin said, "Islam is the faith of humanity. For Islam came for one purpose, for the benefit and service of a person. Every aspect in our beliefs, from the recognition of Allah to the smallest branch of Islam, is for the well-being of the person." Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, "Want me to inform you of a way to get closer to Allah?" "What is it?" the people asked. Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, replies, "To guide people when they are lost, and to unite them when they grow distant." Scholars said that the Prophet did not associate these words with psalms, with prayers. Where are the duties? Where are the priorities that we must perform? The responsibilities associated with these words? He did not mention any of this. Scholars said that Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, he skipped directly to the conclusion, "For all the prayers, the fasting, and acts of charity are for the purpose of maintaining our faith and preserving it." But the words of our Prophet Muhammad, "It is for the purpose of strengthening the bonds and relationships with people and one another." An American named Jeffrey Lang once said, "The first day I fasted was on a very hot day. I was suffering and felt very exhausted. So when the time came to break my fast, my wife brought to me a bowl of soup. So I took the bowl of soup and sat in front of the television. It was broadcasting something that truly shocked me. It was about the famine and death that occurred in many African countries. I had seen similar images 100 times before I converted, but it has never moved me before as it did now. But when I saw this image on this hour, after I have fasted and a generous table was awaiting me to break my fast, I said, 'I await a bountiful meal, and these people, they starve till they die. They drown in despair. I wanted to take all of which I own and give it to them.'" You realize, my brothers, you realize, my sisters, how our faith instills humanity into the hearts of its worshippers through our beliefs. Allah states, "Be merciful, mercy shall be granted to you. Be forgiving, you shall be forgiven." I swear to Allah, my dear brothers and sisters, that there is not a single verse in the Quran or a single cornerstone in our faith or one of our beliefs of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, that does not serve the single purpose of aiding, of benefiting all people, for the purpose of spreading kindness and humanity in the end. Now, the seventh reason why we love and cherish Islam is for the purpose because it has allowed us to ascend to the highest levels of civility and conduct. Before Islam, we were nothing. Islam is the source of our pride. It is the source of our confidence. It is the reason of our advancements, of our improvement. If you read the book, Tides of Islam, by the famous Indian author, Abu Hassan al-Nadawi, whenever Muslims became more faithful, it would bring about the flourishing and prosperity of their nation. And whenever they distanced themselves away from their faith, they were defeated and overwhelmed. It is Islam that gave birth to heroes and proud men. My dear brothers and sisters, it is Islam that has allowed us to prosper and grow as a united nation. We built a civilization of 1300 years, a nation of 1300 years. The European countries used to come to us to learn from the institutes of Islam. The Arabic language was the language of knowledge, for whomever from Europe learned to speak Arabic and spoke it, it exemplified their vast wisdom and knowledge, just like English, just like the English language nowadays. A German philosopher named Kant had a degree which is displayed in the museums in Germany, and the top of that degree is written, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He was rewarded this degree when we were proud with Islam, when we were powerful with knowledge throughout existence. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, "We are a nation that Allah has made proud with Islam. It is the faith that raised our youths, manufactured our scholars, and sculpted our minds." The last and final reason why we cherish and love Islam, my dear brothers and sisters, is because it is the faith that relates to our humanly instincts, to our humanly actions. Any person possesses love and loyalty for their faith. Any person exhibits love for their faith. Some European scholars have said, if God was not present, it would have been our duty to present one to the people, so that life would flow in a synchronous manner. This is as regards to religions in general. Then what about Islam, the faith of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, the last book and message to creation? We feel satisfied, happy, and assured whenever we utilize our beliefs. All of what we hate is a sin in our faith, and all of what we desire, all of what we love, is a good deed in our beliefs. To conclude today's discussion, an American millionaire who has recently converted said, "I have all I desire in life, and yet I am overwhelmed with grief. I am overwhelmed with despair. Many a times I considered committing suicide, and one day I passed by my company and I saw one of my employees, always smiling. Every time I saw him, he would smile. So I grew envious, and I asked him, 'I feel envious of why you smile so much, of why you never seem upset.' He answered, 'Islam is the reason.' I asked him, 'Are all Muslims happy?' 'Yes, for when we are blessed, we thank Allah, so that it may last, the happiness may persist. And when we pass through hardship, we become patient and we thank Allah yet again, so that He aids us and passes us through this obstacle. And we always possess confidence that Allah would only do what is best for us." So when I first walked into the mosque, I declared my conversion to Islam, and once I spoke the words, I began to cry vigorously. And when people asked me of why I cry so hardly, I said, I swear once I spoke these holy words, I proclaim that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is His prophet. Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. I felt a sense of happiness in my heart that I never before attained in my entire life. My brothers and sisters, we love Islam primarily because it is a faith which has been completed and perfected by the Creator of all creation. We love Islam because it is the faith of clarity, the faith of maturity. We love Islam because it is the religion of equality and moderation. The fourth reason why we love Islam is because it is the faith of peace and multiplicity, of diversity. The fifth reason is because Islam has provided us with a weapon more powerful than any man-made weapon in existence. The sixth reason is because Islam is the faith of unity and humanity. And we love Islam for the reason that it had elevated us, allowed us to ascend to the highest degrees of civility and conduct. The eighth reason and last reason of why we love, of why we cherish Islam, is because Islam is the faith which pertains to our humanly instincts, to our actions. These are the answers, and these were the profound elucidations of why we truly and cherish Islam. In the end, my dear brothers and sisters, we ask from Allah to bless our days for us, to bless it so that they are devout of shame and scandal. A good deed never goes undone, and a sin never goes unpunished. And the Creator is immortal. Allah is ever so existing. Do as you please, Do as you please. You reap what you sow. For every action you shall be judged. Whereas the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, Ask from Allah, praise to Allah, and be certain he shall reply.